Okay, good evening to everyone. Tonight, I would like to discuss the third gezeira of the Rabbanan, Benigei Abishal. Right? There are three Isurim that the Rabbanan established, which 2 weeks ago we spoke about the first one, which is Shehiyah. Chazal did not let us leave any food we want on open fire. They gave us rules to what yet, what not. That's what we discussed 2 weeks ago. This past week we discussed the halachas of chazara and asin l'chatchila, meaning what are the conditions, when am I allowed to return food to the fire, and when can I put on food from the fridge. And then this week I would like to discuss the third isidabar, which is hatmana, which is insulating food. I think these halachas are less known to people because it's not as common, but it does happen, and therefore it's worthwhile going through it. Then next week in Mitzvah Shem, I would like to just come in with 10-15 cases to play out all the halachas we learned the last 3 weeks. Okay? And then we'll move on to the next. Nice. Okay. So here we have, there's two types, there are two ways of insulating. I can insulate it with something that's cold. It's good to know the terms. Hatzmana bedava she'enoy meisav hevel. What does that mean? That means I'm wrapping the item just to keep it in the heat that it has, but not to add any heat to the food. I'm wrapping it in a towel or a blanket. Doesn't add heat, but it holds in the heat that's there already. That's a tmana bedava she'enoy meisav hevel. Yosef, someone can sit here. So, see, you come late? Okay. So, Atzmana Bedava.
Get on the recording, too.
So the first one is Atzmana Bedava She'enim Meisav Hevel, which is wrapping the item just to keep it in the heat that it has, but not to add any heat to the food. For example, with a towel or a blanket. So the halacha is, this is permitted to do on Erev Shabbos. For example, on Erev Shabbos, I boiled up a soup, a hot soup, it's boiling. Now, the fuse blows, or there's a snowstorm and there are threats that the electric's going to go out. So I'm worried that my soup's not going to stay hot. So what I do is I take the pot of soup off the fire because I might lose the electric, and I wrap the pot in a towel or in a blanket. This I'm allowed to do on Erev Shabbos. I'm allowed to do it. And then on Shabbos, I could unwrap it and take the food out. Now, on Shabbos to do it, on Shabbos, let's say Friday night, by the Suda, I take the pot of soup off the stovetop, and I start serving it. And then someone tells me that there's a few guests that are going to show up in an hour or two from now, and somehow I can't return it to the fire. So I want to wrap the pot in a towel or a blanket. I'm not allowed to do it. We'll soon see how it will be, what the head to dick away. But just to wrap the pot in a towel or a blanket will be also on Shabbos. So again, a dove she'ene meisav hevel, meaning wrapping the item, the food, or the pot that the food's in, to wrap it with something that's just going to keep the heat and not add heat to it, is permitted on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos is asa. Therefore, the third paragraph, if one has a pot of soup and removed it from the fire on Shabbos, and open the pot cover to dish out the soup, and now I want to cover the pot to keep it warm, right? I'm not going to wrap the pot with a towel or a blanket. I just want to put the cover back on the pot to keep it warm. Is that a problem of hatzmana or not? Right? We just finished saying, hatzmana on Shabbos is asa. Can I put the cover back on the pot? The answer is, yes, I'm allowed, it is permitted, and there's no problem hatzmana. Why? What's the hesber, so we can get the klal to work with? Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that a cover which is made to be a cover, the real cover of the pot, that's made to be a cover. Now, the purpose of a cover of a pot is to protect from dirt and spilling and other things. Then even if you are covering it to keep it warm, we don't see it as an act of insulating. Right? So Moshe is telling us, so if it's the cover that's made to be a cover, since it's made for many other purposes, so even though your intent is to keep it warm, that's not a problem. However, if I want to cover the pot with a kind of cover that's not made for covering, like let's say I want to take foil, take a piece of foil and cover the pot with a piece of foil, so that already depends on his intention. If to cover for the sole purpose so dirt does not get in, it's permitted. Or that it shouldn't spill all over, then it's permitted. But if his intention is to keep in heat, then it's usur. Intention for both is still usur. So what do I do in a case where I need to do that? We'll see soon. Yeah.
What's the reason for it? We can't do a month.
Looks like cooking.
Okay, the reason why now that I do a tzmona on Shabbos is as follows. Chazal were worried that when you're going to come to that pot to wrap it with a towel, you may see that the pot cooled off already. It already got to a cool point where wrapping in a towel was not going to help. So what are you going to do out of a panic? You're going to put it back on the fire and stoke the coals. That's what they were worried. You have to picture back in the days, it seems like stoking the coals was like a reflex. You panic, you stoke the coals. So they were worried about that. Therefore they said, on Shabbos, you can't even wrap it with a towel. Unless you do one eighth, that we'll learn soon.
So why does it make a difference what the towels were to be put in my kavanah? I want it to be warm, so even if the towel's not, that's how it's the main purpose. If I see that cooled off, it's still going to want to heat it up.
But if you're not going to it with the intention to warm it up, to keep it warm, if that's not your thing, your intention is totally for that there shouldn't get dirt and fall into it or that shouldn't spill all over, then it's not on your mind that you'll panic about it. Chazal were psychologists also, without going to psychology school, I guess. Or maybe they did. No, but they understood it. That's what they understood, that when a person's going to it because they're worried about the warmth, then you'll panic about the warmth. Okay, so now we're up to the fifth paragraph. Now the fifth paragraph is as follows. Let's say Erev Shabbos, I wrapped my soup in a towel or a blanket very nicely. Sorry, it's keeping the heat in there. Now on Shabbos, I opened up the blanket to take out the soup. Now I want to re-wrap the soup because I want to keep it warm for the second serving or for later or for tomorrow. I want to keep it warm. So the halach is in case you did insulate with davar she'eino ma'aseh hevel, meaning with the blanket or the towel before Shabbos. On Shabbos you can add more insulation. On Shabbos not only could I put another towel onto it. If I already wrapped it with a towel Erev Shabbos, then on Shabbos I can add another towel, another blanket to it. And on Shabbos you can open this insulator, you can open up the towel or blanket and put on a different one. I can even switch it, even if the second one is a better insulator. And if by accident it got uninsulated by itself, you can re-insulate it also. So therefore, as long as you wrapped it on Erev Shabbos with the towel or the blanket, on Shabbos, you could open it, close it, put another towel on. We're not worried about it.
It means you can take it out and put it back in. Stop.
That's right.
Can't start.
That's right. Okay?
Even the other items that are on
what?
The plate? Even the other items on the plate?
No, we're talking about the items that were wrapped, only what was wrapped.
So let's say I have like a black with like...
Okay, we can get to that case soon. Give us a chance. Number two. The latest thing is the Mishmur says that in an Esa Tzairich, right, the Elam always like stands off with a Tzairich. If there's a Tzairich, if there's a need, then you can be matzmin a pot of soup if it's below Yatz Lezbe on Shabbos. If the soup is already cooled off to the point where it's less than Yatz Lezbe, meaning you could stick your finger and keep it in there, then you can wrap it on Shabbos. Okay, now number two. Let's go on to number two over here. Hatzmana b'dava ha'maisef evel. What does dava ha'maisef evel mean? That means I'm wrapping it with something that's going to add heat to it. That's going to add heat. What's an example of something that's going to add heat? Let's say I have an electric blanket. I'm going to wrap it in an electric blanket. So the electric blanket is giving off more heat. So that's called a davar ha-moisef hevel. It's adding hot air. Hevel is hot air. So it's adding more heat. So insulating with something to add heat to the food, this is not allowed on Erev Shabbos and also on Shabbos. So here we have something which is a davar ha-moisef hevel. It adds heat. Not only is it also on Shabbos, but it's also on Erev Shabbos. And the Igros Moshe says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, even if you're going to want to do it earlier in the day, before Chatzos, you cannot wrap that soup in a Dov HaMoisev Evel.
If you're planning on opening it.
Because if you plan on opening it before Shabbos, then you could. If you're doing it for Shabbos, that's awesome. Why? We're going to get to HaPlay in a minute. Very good question. The answer is because since a very common Dov HaMoisev Evel back in the days was what's called remets. Remets is a collection of hot ashes with coals. So if we're going to allow you to wrap it in this electric blanket, you may come to wrap it in the coals and the hot ashes. And that you'll come to stoke the coals. And then
you'll be like, nowadays, then what can we do?
Certain Xeris, once they were guys, they were means. Okay? So now we have two major types of atman. This atman of bedava she'ena ma'isav hevel, which is muta on Erev Shabbos, us on Shabbos. Then we have atmana bedava ha'maisav hevel, which is also on Erev Shabbos. Now look at number three. Number three is a very common case. I have a hot plate. Now the hot plate gives off more heat. It's ma'isav hevel, right? But I can't do atmana with a hot plate because I can't wrap the hot plate around the food, but it gives off heat. So what do I do? This is what people do. They put their pots on the hot plate, and then they have these hatmana blankets, right? It says chvoid Shabbos hatmana blankets, or they have their own towel or blanket, and they drape it over the pots, and they tuck it in. That should be beautiful. So it comes out that even though I'm wrapping, let's think about what's going on over here. I'm wrapping it with something that's ain't a ma'isav hevel, so it should be muta on Erev Shabbos.
And heat.
But it's holding in the heat that's being added to it from the bottom, from the hot plate, or from the blech, if you're doing it on the blech. So this has a halacha like a dov ha'ma'isav hevel, which means it's a problem. It's a problem to do this on Erev Shabbos. So what do I do? So let's move on. There are two important rules, and based on these two important rules, we'll figure out how to deal with our problems. Two important rules. Rule number one is that the Isser Hatmana is only when insulating by covering the food or pot with the food from all six sides. What?
Six, four top bottom.
That's right, top bottom and all four sides. It has to be covered from all sides. Okay, call it whatever. It has to be on all sides. But if it's only on five or less, or even five and a half sides with a noticeable spot opened, right? There's a little spot opened. There's a noticeable spot open. It's permitted. Therefore, on Shabbos, one may wrap the soup with a towel or blanket, but keep open a noticeable part. Back in the days, the urns were not so hot, not so long ago. So they sold a jacket that they put over the urn. This is also even on Erev Shabbos. So what do you have to do? You must roll up the jacket so that it does not reach the bottom. So going back to our hot plate case, what do we do with the hot plate? Make sure that you drape it down, but on somewhere it should be just not getting to the bottom.
Even if it's not wrapped under.
The hot plate's on the bottom, it's wrapped by the hot plate.
The hot plate's not being wrapped, the pot's being wrapped.
It's being wrapped.
Saying the pot can't be wrapped. Even if the towel is draping on five sides, since it's sitting on the blech, that's considered a six side.
Even if it comes over the bottom of the pot, it doesn't cover around the hot plate, it's still. What is Mishon? The part of the hot plate.
The part.
The part of Mishon.
What if by accident it's fully covered?
What?
What if by accident it's fully covered?
What happens always if by accident Isser happens? Siva says you don't have to tshuva by Rabban and Bishayk.
No. What do you do? You ready?
He could eat, if by accident it happened. Should open up. Okay, so again, so rule number one is that it needs to be covered from all six sides. You can see this is an important rule for us. So as long as I leave open a little, it's fine. Rule number two, even if covered on all its sides, it's covered on all the sides. The way of Atmana is when the insulator is hugging the walls. For example, you have a pot of soup and you put a board on top and spread a blanket on top of the board. Since the blanket drapes down and is not touching the walls of the pot, it's permitted. I'll give you a good example. It's a very common question. People always ask, can I leave my pots in the oven and the food is cooked, right? There's no problems with Shehiya. No problems with Shehiya. It's already half cooked, three quarters cooked, fully cooked in the oven. I'm leaving it in the oven. And I say, yes, you can leave it in the oven from before Shabbos. And the fire's on, I'm leaving it in the oven, all the fire's off, it's staying hot. So then they say, well, what about Atzmana? Why is there no Atzmana? Even though you're right, you close the door and there's, on all sides, there's something there, but it's not Atzmana because it's not hogging the pot. So even if the pot is against one of the walls, but it's open on the other sides. It's not being hugged by the insulator.
Do other pots
so
now?
That's not a problem of Atzmana.
It's totally in.
That's what you're using to keep the heat in.
It's not touching the wall. If the air could get out.
What?
So you could cheat and put three pots like this.
No, but then it's all around. It's like one pot. It's all around.
But this is touching this pot.
Say that, but you have it all around over here.
Oh, it's covered on three pots. Even if it's not touching it, but it's not touching it now.
Yeah, but it's all around these pots.
It's not touching the walls.
No, look, this pot touching this pot. This pot touching this pot.
Yeah, but that's enough. It's all, if it's going around.
Because it's not touching the walls of the other.
Yeah. Or even if it's touching one of the walls, but the other walls is not touching.
Electric blanket though would be a problem.
Ah, electric blanket's a problem.
So you shouldn't have too big of a pan.
What?
If it
touches all the walls, top and bottom. Okay, so these are the rules of Atzmana. Again, you have to first judge. You have to figure out, is it a Dava Maisav Evel or a Dava Shehinu Maisav Evel? And sometimes you can have a Dava Shehinu Maisav Evel, but there's a Dava Maisav Evel eating heat into it. To get out of the problem of Atzmana, either that there's a noticeable part open, or that it's not draped against the walls of the pot or the food. In Mitzvah next week, we'll discuss different cases that apply to Atzmana. We'll discuss crock pot, and we'll talk about if you want to wrap your kishko, your thing in foil, and put it into the challah, and things like that.
It's a big one. Oh.